Adi.
Mm.
I read in some place that you were a wrestler.
I was not a wrestler. There was one occasion Baba used to get into several moods. Different moods in those days. And it was all an expression of his inner spiritual work that he used to do, about which we see our mind can't reach. We can really cannot conceive of that work which he used to do. But we could see all the signs and symptoms on his face and the expression. From that we could see that he was grossly occupied in doing some inner work. And the expressions were in different forms, in different moods. There was a one time that Baba used to move his finger so much and so fast, you may have seen very many times like this. It was nothing but an expression of his inner work. Sometimes he used to just, in a manzil mim on the first floor of the building, he used to just walk and all of a sudden he used to go near a window and dash his head against a window right in our presence. And there are very many such things. So one day he just got into some mood and he called me. And he says, look here, now I ask you to wrestle with me. At that time, Baba, you see, was very lean. And I thought to myself, what is this? How can I wrestle with Baba? He is my master. And how can I use my strength? I was a young man. I was very strong at that time. And I said, if I use my strength, probably I would throw Baba away in a minute. And it doesn't behove me really to wrestle with Baba. So Baba said, no, you must obey. So once we gripped each other, I did not use my strength. Then Baba said, no, this is not right. You must use your strength. The second time also I hesitated to use my strength. You see, just he held me like this, I held him like this. And I did not use my strength. So he said, now the third time I tell you, this is my order, you must use your strength. Otherwise, you will be said to have disobeyed me. I said, now if Baba wants it, I will use my strength. Then again the thought comes to me that I am very strong and Baba looks to be so weak and maybe I will be able to throw him, just lift him up and throw him. He says, come along. So we gripped each other. And the third time when I used my strength, the moment I gripped him, he simply lifted me like a pumpkin, you know. I rolled about 10 feet away and fell there. And just started thinking to myself that I thought myself to be very, very strong. And what is this? He said, never again should I really entertain such a thought of strength. Baba's strength is infinite. Not that he wanted to show any miracle, but he was just in a mood. This was a natural, spontaneous expression of something he was doing. Or it may have been a simple mood on his part. We cannot really fathom it. It's very difficult. But then I at once realized that even physically, Baba can become very strong when he wants it. There was a time when the room in which we used to sit there and take our food in Manzil-e-Mim was a square room. Not a rectangle, just a square room. I think the whole area of the room was as much as this room. This is rectangular, that was a square room. And Baba every time used to come and sit in one corner. And when a breakfast was served, he used to come and sit there. I used to wash his all pots and cups and this, that, and then give him something to eat. He would eat really, really very little. He would sleep very little, eat very little. Then one day he got into a mood. He went and sat in one corner like this. He asked another man to sit before him and asked that man to place the bottom of his two feet on his knees. And another man at the back of him to press that man forward. Another man at the back of him. Like that. Baba as if sat in that corner and one after the another these mandali men were sitting and the last man was taking, you see, resting his back at the other corner and pressing forward. So all these men, the pressure of all these men went right on the knees of Baba, because the first man who sat there rested the bottom of his two feet on his knees like this. And Baba sat on the ground like this. And Baba told, I think there were about 15 persons. And Baba told each one of them to use each one's strength, full strength, and press. I do not know the pressure of all these 15 persons at a time, and the last man taking the support of the wall behind, what a pressure can he, give forward? And probably the knees would have been broken, or they would have been just thrown into the guts. Baba was sitting like this. Come on, begin, he says. And we all just began pressing him. Nothing happened. His move would not move a centimeter from there, you see. Just it were there. Again, I say, it was not a miracle that Baba wanted to show, but because he was in one of his moods, that the expression was spontaneously was forthcoming like this, and nothing else.